Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today we're going to talk with an experienced work camper who believes embracing that challenge actually saved her husband. Today's episode is sponsored by The Dreamer's Journey, a new online course and community produced by Work Camper News. Life is way too short to keep your dreams on hold, so don't be held back by fear because you were designed for more. Get started with the RV lifestyle the right way with this comprehensive guide. For a monthly subscription fee, people can participate in two online webinars every week to learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, where to call home, and how to find a job or start a mobile business. All online events will be recorded for watching anytime. Subscribers can also join an open question and answer session each month. For more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. Angie Reardon and her husband Kevin are from Temecula, California. They decided to retire from their jobs as a quality auditor and engineering tech at age 55 to pursue a dream of RV travel. Through the process of winding down their careers and selling their home, they both had physical examinations to make sure they'd be okay to travel. They wanted to get that done before they lost their employer-sponsored health insurance. While Angie passed without a problem, Kevin was diagnosed with an early form of cancer. While he was receiving treatment at a cancer hospital in Loma Linda, California, Angie got a job as a dorm supervisor at the Yellowstone National Park. From there, she was promoted to a personnel manager. Kevin eventually needed chemotherapy and he was transferred to another hospital in Utah, which was closer to one of their daughters. Eventually, he joined Angie in Yellowstone and they had to leave when his own mother came down with cancer. Angie secured a long-term leave of absence to help handle the situation, and now they're back work camping again. They live in a 55-foot fifth wheel, which works well for them because it has different living zones to allow Kevin to rest while she can do other things. Angie describes all the places they have lived and the work camping jobs that she has worked. To tell more about her adventures in RVing, work camping, and contending with unforeseen situations, please welcome Angie Reardon to the show. Thanks for joining us today, Angie. I really appreciate it. Tell us a little about who you are and where you're from.
My name is Angie Reardon, and I have my husband, Kevin Reardon. And husband and I were originally from Arizona and Indiana. He's from Indiana, I'm from Arizona. But we've lived in Temecula, California for 27 years. And husband and I, because of Work Camper, we joined in 1987, had decided to retire 10 years early at the age of 55. And I'm a year older than Kevin, so I went ahead and did the jump first, and I took a job at 50% of my pay. We were in engineering for 30 years. I was a quality auditor, and he was an engineering tech. And so I went to work at a group home at 50% of my pay. But when the gentleman asked me, did I see the pay, I said I was ready for a career change, but we also knew that we needed to be ready for a cut in pay. And so I loved working for the group home for 9 months and enjoyed doing that, working with the children. And then Kevin was getting ready to join me when one of the things when you go do work amping, make sure you get full physicals because, as you know, you're going to lose your health insurance because most of the jobs are just seasonal or part-time. So Kevin, both of us had gotten our full physicals. I was good to go, but they found cancer with Kevin.
Oh, no.
And exactly. And the sad part is he went in, they found cancer, and the doctor had thought the specialist had said something. And so when there was a voicemail on the phone saying that Kevin needed to set up his treatments for cancer as soon as possible. So Kevin says, did you hear what I just heard? So we called the doctor and we said, what cancer? And so he apologized, said, oh, my God, I thought you were told. So he got going with cancer. Well, we had three daughters. They're grown. One lives in Northern California, one's in Texas, and one's in Salt Lake City, Utah. And so we knew we could go ahead and sell the house. And Kevin was stationed in Great Falls, Montana, when he was in the military, and he'd always wanted to work at Yellowstone. And so I said, you get better, I'm getting a job at Yellowstone, and we can sell the house, because some of the jobs at Yellowstone, you can actually live there for free and have three meals a day. And so I got a job as a dorm supervisor. And the funny part is, after 30 years of engineering, that didn't matter. What mattered was my 9 months at the group home. I got a job as a dorm supervisor, and I enjoyed running it. I had 50 employees that lived in my dorm. The downstairs lobby, I made sure that I had postcards and signs and everything so the kids all felt welcomed in that dorm. And then, of course, I had a couple of incidences when the employees didn't listen to rules. And the funny part is, I loved Yellowstone because I also, in college, had taken a minor in Parks and Rec. And on my days off, I was a volunteer ranger. And so when I had rowdy employees, I would call my ranger buddies and say, am I the first dorm tonight? And they'd say, what's up? And I go, got a couple of rowdies. And they'd come over and they'd knock on the door and they'd tell them, knock it off. And so my dorm got the reputation that you do not do anything wrong in Angie's dorm.
That's
and because
funny.
Of that, I got promoted the very next season to assistant personnel manager. And I always wanted to go into doing business administration, but unfortunately, because I was in engineering, my company would not pay for me to go to college for business administration. It had to do engineering. And I said, I'm not a paper pusher. I'm a people person. So finally, I could take go classes at Yellowstone University and got my certification as a personnel manager.
Nice.
But unfortunately, oh, yes, I love Yellowstone. They have so many opportunities. You can take classes. I took a class called Location Specialist, and I learned anything and everything about Yellowstone. I was a volunteer ranger, so I got to do all the hiking. And they don't pay you anything, but they feed you well. All kinds of barbecues, ice cream socials. I got to be in the July 4th parade. And then at my dorm, we actually have Christmas in July. So in July, I got my ranger buddies to give me a tree and all kinds of decorations so that I could make my dorm the best in the park in July.
Very good.
Oh, yeah, and the people, and that, I know that's why I got promoted. But unfortunately, Kevin, it turned out, he did have to go through chemotherapy and radiation, but because our daughter lived in Utah, we were able to transfer him from Loma Linda Cancer Hospital to the Huntsman Center, and his surgeon said that the Huntsman Center is just as good, if not better.
Good. Well,
and so I said to Kevin, when you're done with chemo and you're feeling better, you're going to come join me. And right behind my dorm was condos, and I said, who lives in those? And they said, managers. And I said, all right, that's going to be me next year. And I actually made my goal, but unfortunately he couldn't handle the cold, and we found out his mother was diagnosed with brain cancer.
Oh, that's too bad.
Because unfortunately she had breast cancer, she wouldn't stop smoking, and it metastasized to the brain. And so, but when Kevin said, I'm going home to take care of my mom, and I said, who's going to take care of you? So I left Yellowstone, but technically I left on a long-term leave of absence.
So you'll be going
so
back.
So I can come back anytime I want.
What type of RV do you guys have?
We have a 35-foot fifth wheel.
Very good. And why did you pick a fifth wheel?
I love it because Kevin can be in his bedroom asleep and I'm not disturbing him because I'm downstairs in the living room watching TV.
Okay.
But we're fully retired now. We moved to Cleburne, Texas 4 years ago. We're fully retired, but we bought a small two-bedroom, two-bath house with RV parking. And so when we're ready to hit the road again, this time just for fun, our car, our RV is right in the backyard.
Okay. Well, that'll be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
What prompted you to jump into the RV lifestyle? Just a sense of adventure?
just the sense. Well, in 87, when we moved to, we lived in Minnesota for 5 years, and we loved it. And there in Minnesota, because of the cost of housing, everybody has four-wheel drive ATVs. They got boats. You know, they go camping. But when we moved to California, you both couples have to work because of how hard, you know, how expensive it is. And they would talk about the lifestyle. And my husband said, "What lifestyle? You both have to work, so how can you enjoy life?"
Oh, it's easy when you're in an RV, you know? Isn't it?
Excuse me?
It's easy to enjoy life when you're in an RV.
Oh, what I loved about work camping is the fact that I could take Kevin to work with me. And the nice thing is that when on he had good days, he could volunteer to drive the hay wagons, or he even got certified to pump propane.
Well, that's
and
neat.
Then when we left, I got a job. When we went to Indiana, I got a job with Amazon. And when you work for Amazon, if you work there for 6 months, no incidents, no accidents, no nothing, you can transfer anywhere with Amazon that they have were hiring. And they had an office. Their plant was in Reno, Nevada. Kevin used to bowl, and he was on the national bowling tournament. And we used to go to Reno, Nevada every other year in May. But I also forgot it does snow in Reno, Nevada. So, but when we moved to Reno, we leased a house on the golf course, and Kevin sat on in the back patio, critiquing everybody golfing because we were on the 10th green, and he loved it. So when we found out he couldn't handle the cold, he found me a job in the Work Amper magazine, and all the jobs I found was through Work Amper. He found me a job at Benbow Inn RV Park and Golf Resort. So he goes, "You can handle the job and I can handle the golfing." So he got to golf anytime he wanted. The manager just told him, "Go in the pro shop, clean up a couple of golf clubs and grab a golf key and enjoy golf."
Oh, that's neat.
But then unfortunately in Northern California, it rains a lot, so too much moisture. So our next adventure was in Texas. And I loved it. And the craziest part that we did work camping, we survived the Memorial Day flood in 2015 in San Marcos, Texas. That's when the Blanco River overflowed the Guadalupe River, and we were hauled out of the RV park at 2 o'clock in the morning. You hook up the RV, you haul out of there. We lost all of our stuff outside, but now we've more than made up for everything we lost outside.
That's good.
But the neat thing is, it was Memorial Day weekend, and as you know, you can't find any place to park except if you have RV experience. And when I kept being put on hold, I didn't ask for a place to stay. I said, "Do you need help?" And so we got a spot at the KOA, and the KOA needed my help, and I needed a place to park my RV.
Well, that's a good way to do that, is by pitching your skills.
Exactly. And she says to me, "Do you have a resume? Do you have an RV?" I said, "Yes, yes, and yes. I'm on the road. I'll get you." And then, of course, Rachel, the couple, David and Rachel, that owned the San Marcos, that were on the Pecan Park in San Marcos, they were listed in Southern Living Magazine as the premier park in Texas.
Nice.
And my grandchildren loved it because I worked there. They could go tubing. They can do whatever they wanted, and it didn't cost them a dime.
That's great.
Because Grandma worked there, and Grandma could get them the, the band you put on your arm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we left Benbow Inn, and I got a job with the Jellystone Park in Canyon Lake. And remember, that one in Canyon Lake is so funny that I said, now I'm an actual ranger. My granddaughter had her 7th birthday on the same day as Yogi Bear in August.
Oh.
And so Grandma made her a volunteer ranger so she could take Yogi around, help him eat his cake and ice cream, and help him hit the pinata. And my granddaughter Eliana said, "That was the best birthday ever."
I can imagine. What do you like most about the RV lifestyle?
Taking my husband to work with me.
Okay.
And meeting people. Oh, my God, I am still friends. My daughter's going to have a granddaughter's going to have a quinceañera in August, and I got friends of ours that we met on the road that are coming to the quinceañera. And I live in Cleburne, Texas, 10 minutes from the state park.
Tell everybody
and
what
so I've already reserved them sites at the state park here in Cleburne.
Tell everybody what a quinceañera is.
A quinceañera is when it's a Spanish tradition when a young lady turns 15. It's kind of like when a young lady turns 16 and you have a cotillion or a coming out party when you're 16, but the Spaniards did it when you're 15.
Okay.
And because your little girl is still a virgin, and that's when you bring her out and you introduce her to the world. So we're excited because my granddaughter Eliana is actually 5 years older than my youngest one, Kaylee, that's now 8. And so the nice thing, or no, now she's 10 or 11 now. She's growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we have 5 more years to save for Kaylee because the quinceañera is going to cost you, it's almost like paying for a wedding.
It is.
Because we have a venue and everything, and I invited anybody else that wants to come. Because we live in Texas, we actually got the hotel here in Burleson, Texas, for $79 a night, and that includes the shuttle to the venue 5 minutes away.
Oh,
yeah, when you've been all over and know California costs you an arm and a leg, and Nevada because the Reno's an arm and a leg, we love Texas because we bought our house here, and my mortgage payment is less than $500 a month. And so I love it. I love it. And then I found out my grandparents founded San Elizario, Texas, by El Paso in 1498.
Wow.
And they never became, because of the Mexican Revolt, the state of Texas took away all the rights that the King of Spain gave them in 1898 when Texas became a state, and they allowed anybody that wanted mineral rights to take over anybody's land. So my grandfather lost his land, but my grandfather left and moved to Arizona. But I found out because of losing the land, they made my grandfather out as a bandit. And I said, how can that be when he was a respected businessman in Arizona? Well, I found out he became a bandit when they stole his land. So I'm going to plan to author a book called The True Life of Jesus Maria Holguin. And I'm excited because San Elizario just became a city in 2013, and they're celebrating, they're having a Labor Day celebration in El Paso, Texas, this Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
And they're planning to have a 10-year reunion in 2023, and I'm friends now with the city clerk, and I've told her I'm planning to write my book so I'll be able to sell it in 2023 at the 10-year reunion.
Oh, very good.
I'm done RVing. My next life is I'm going to be an author.
That's good. Good for you.
Oh, yeah. And one of the first things I started was when I contacted Work Amper because I wanted to write an article about Work Amping saving my husband's life. And then I found out you did that. And I said, good, I'm going to write him a heck of a story so that he knows exactly all about how Work Amping saved Kevin's life.
That's neat. What's the craziest thing to happen to you when you were an RVer or work camper?
Besides the flood, is when I was volunteering at Yellowstone, and I had to make sure that people kept away from the bison, and darn if you don't see those people wanting to take selfies and get right next to them.
Aren't they
funny?
And
one of the things was there was a gentleman that crossed the line, and I had already put out a call to the rangers to come in and get the sign so I can tell them to stay out of the parking lot. And the gentleman jumps over the line, and I was looking at my phone to see how long it had been, because it takes about 5 minutes. And the gentleman says to me, what are you doing, calling the Rangers? I said, nope, I'm ready to take a picture as soon as you get hit. And the guy looked at me, and he realized I was serious, and so he went back over the line. But that was one of the things working. You can't believe. And then when I was at Yellowstone, they also had the people that killed somebody in Arizona and were hiding out in Yellowstone.
That's right. I remember
and
that.
So then the kids, the rangers now have their guns on them, and the kids are saying they didn't realize that the rangers carried guns, and because of that, all of us volunteers got in a lot of time, because then we had to be the ones to provide medical emergency and helping the people with directions and stuff. So we had to step up our hours because the Rangers were there to capture those individuals that had killed somebody in Arizona.
Oh, that's too bad. What are your favorite?
Oh, no, but I love being a volunteer ranger. And then, like I said, I still have a position at Yellowstone, and I'm anxious in the next 10 years to go back and volunteer some more. And one of the stories I heard was a 90-year-old gentleman that goes and cleans out the Gulf. You know what a caldera is?
No, I don't.
Okay, a caldera is where you have those geysers, and that's the hole that the geysers make. Well, when they're dormant, you know, they don't go off all the time except for, like, Old Faithful goes off every hour. Well, the other ones are dormant for months at a time. Well, his job would be to go down into the caldera and clean them out. And I said to him, oh, my God, what happens goes off when you're there? And he was 90, and he says, and I figure, what a way to go.
Right. What are some of your favorite places to visit?
Oh, I loved Benbow Inn in the Redwoods. That is beautiful, up by Eureka. And you can, in an hour, you can be at the ocean, or you can be in the Redwoods up north, or head up to Oregon. Kevin and I, on my days off, we took trips within an hour or two of all the areas. I went to Oregon. I went to inland in Northern California. Of course, my daughter lives in Santa Cruz, California, 4 hours south. So I got to be there with my grandson, and Benbow Inn offers a lot of different festivals that you can attend. So my daughter got to attend those, and we got to have grandson and took him camping. We took him fishing and boating because they have lakes and everything. And my main thing is, when you're out where you're work camping, take advantage of everything available. Because when you're at Yellowstone and you're working there, you can take all of those tours for free. You won't believe how many people that work there didn't even know that, because they're not doing their homework and they're not checking as an employee what are some of the benefits I can have. So when I found about school and classes and free tours, because those tours are anywhere between $25 to $75, but you're taking a tour for free, and 9 times out of 10, you're going to sit next to the driver because that's where there's a seat available. You can go as long as there's a seat available, but even if you don't, what I loved about it was one time I couldn't go. You sit in the lobby for half an hour. One time I couldn't go, but because I sat patiently and waited, they signed me up for the following week to get on that tour as a guest.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
So I got to go on that tour, and then when I worked in Yellowstone, I was a personnel manager. I went to Bozeman, took the kids to go shopping for food. We went down to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And, I mean, like I said, just take advantage of everything that's available to you in the area. Do your homework and see what's within driving distance. That's how to really take advantage of your work amping experience. Go and take advantage and see the area. Because that's one of the things when I was working in Texas, I worked at 3 different areas, but because I was working, I couldn't do that. So, Craig, that's what I'm doing now, is that Kevin and I, on the days he's up to filling, to hitting the road, we hit the road and check out Texas.
Okay. I've heard that when mm-hmm. you stay at places like these state parks and the national parks and you're work camping, that you get to really know the rangers, and they guide you to areas of those parks that people never get to go to.
Oh, exactly. And one of the things they tell you is to make sure when you're seeing the geysers and stuff, keep on walking past there. I mean, I walked past there, and I walked into a field, and it was nothing but bison as far as the eye can see. And they tell you that. Go beyond there. Go look behind it and see what's out there.
Mm-hmm. If you could offer any advice to a current RVer or somebody debating whether to jump into the RV lifestyle, what would that be?
Main thing is, before you do, make sure you get your full physicals. Make sure that you're both physically fit, because, Craig, that's what saved Kevin. If Kevin was not having any symptoms at all, So when he went in to get his full physical and they found a tumor, they did the MRI, they found out it was cancerous, he had the surgery to remove it, he had radiation and chemotherapy to kill it, and that's why he's alive and thriving 10 years later.
That's great.
Because with cancer, you gotta find it early. But then once you're out in an area, just like you and I said, look and see what groceries they offer, what services they are, and what else is out there. But one of the things I did see a saying, and the saying says, the couple that plays together stays together.
That's very true. Yeah. How do you?
Oh, yeah, and then I found another saying that showed an RV, and it said, the place where I park this is home.
Very good. How do you
exactly?
How do you folks investigate work camping opportunities to make sure they're right for you?
Basically, call up the people, call them up, find out what's in the area, and check and see their attitude. If you can tell just by their attitude that they're just hiring a person and not somebody that they really want, don't bother.
Very good.
And the main thing is, know that the people that are hiring you, that you are on the same level. Because if you're hiring somebody that's just hiring a body, keep on going. Don't bother.
How far in advance do you look for work camping jobs?
Oh, Greg, as I told you, Kevin and I gave ourselves 20 years to find the work camping jobs. We still look at the Work Camper magazine. Give yourself as long as you can. If it's years, months, days, don't hop into it right away. Really research the area. Really, really research everything. Do your homework.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Angie. This has been very interesting, and I'm glad that you have found RVing to be as fun and exciting and helpful as it is.
Oh, it is. And like I say, there is a lot of opportunity. Because like I told you, I was thinking I was just going into work camping at Yellowstone, and I got promoted to assistant personnel manager. And at the age of 55, Craig, I could have finally gone into being a personnel manager and changed the career that I'd been wanting to my whole engineering life.
Very good. Well, thank you again, Angie. I appreciate you sharing your story with us.
Oh, definitely. Well, we'll be in touch. You have a good day, and God bless. Bye-bye.
Angie Reardon certainly has enjoyed some fantastic experiences as a full-time RVer and work camper. Whether it was working at a dorm in Yellowstone or fulfilling orders for Amazon or working as a volunteer ranger, her experiences are quite varied. She took advantages of opportunities to enjoy some free tours and even took some free classes to improve her skills. She also got to see a lot of things that other people may never get to experience, and she met some interesting people along the way. All of those work to create some lasting memories. I appreciate Angie sharing her interesting story with us. It is unfortunate that Kevin was diagnosed with cancer before they even got started, but it was good that their pre-work camping physicals uncovered it early enough to successfully treat the problem. Angie also proves that it is possible to get healthcare on the road as a full-time RVer, even for extreme situations. That is a situation that has improved considerably over the past 5 to 10 years. So don't let health challenges or the fear of finding good medical care dissuade you from exploring the RV and work camping lifestyles. There is often a workaround to any obstacle. Work Camper News can help you get started in the RV lifestyle the right way and by connecting you to short-term jobs around the country. Whether you are an experienced RVer, a newbie, or even just dreaming about the lifestyle, Work Camper News can give you information to help plan a course to live your own dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for today's show. Next time, I'll be talking with a woman whose family has owned hotels and an RV park right in the middle of the beautiful geological formations of Utah. Best of all, she's looking for work campers yet this summer. I'll provide more details on the next episode of The Work Camper Show. Thanks for listening.